for those who aren't familiar with the Palmer Land Trust, talk about what it is and why it's important, even to people who might not know or think that it's important.
The Palmer Land Trust is a land and water conservation organization that has been doing conservation work in southeastern Colorado for 36 years now. And it was formed by a group of individuals in Colorado Springs who were concerned about the loss of open spaces and felt that there were important places that in the midst of rapid growth and change that we needed to protect. So we still work to protect lands today, and we do a variety of projects from public open space projects to agricultural land protection to watershed protection and habitat area protection. So a wide variety of work in the Pikes Peak region and lower Arkansas Valley.
And what is a land trust?
That's a great question. So a land trust is a little unique in that usually land trusts are obtaining some type of deeded interest in land for the purpose of protecting it. And most often they're doing this through voluntary efforts. So they're not advocating for certain land uses. They're not generally opposing land uses. They're working with communities, local governments, private landowners to protect places that are important to people. And they do it by either buying property outright or deed restricting property or raising money to purchase conservation easements on property. And the end result is to guarantee that these landscapes that are important to protect are actually protected in perpetuity.
What are some of the spaces, properties that have been purchased and preserved as open space that people might be most familiar with in the Pikes Peak region?
In Colorado Springs, we hold conservation easements on Red Rock Canyon open space. We helped with raising funds to purchase White Acres and put the conservation easement on Section 16. We have about a dozen deeded interests and about a dozen public open spaces total. We also have done a lot of farm and ranch protection in the lower Arkansas Valley and on the west and southern slopes of Pikes Peak. So driving west on Highway 24, a lot of people might be familiar with the big expanse of open lands between Woodland Park and Divide. That is a protected corridor that Palmer was working on when Walt was on the board, and we've continued to work on while I've served as executive director.
Walt, you are being awarded the Stuart P. Dodge Award at the 2013 Southern Colorado Conservation Awards for your lifelong work in the Pikes Peak region on environmental and conservation efforts. And one of the big projects that you're involved in is the State of the Rockies here at Colorado College. Talk a little bit about that and why that's important in terms of the environment and conservation in the region we live in.
The context for the State of the Rockies project, which is now in its 11th year, really goes back to 1874 and before. And what most people don't understand is that Colorado College predates statehood by 2 years. We've had schools of engineering, forestry, we've had preparatory academies spread throughout the Southwest. Cripple Creek Gold Money built the North End. And so we have a very long and rich history of being supported and contributing to the Rockies region. And under President Richard Celeste's Vision 2010 efforts, we identified a refocus on the Rockies as something we could do to give back to a region which has been so generous to us. It's our backyard. It's where our students recreate. It's where we all tend to go and enjoy nature. So the State of the Rockies project, built around students and their work in the field, is an effort to focus on major conservation and environmental issues, bringing a perspective of youth to all sides of the issue. We tend not to take a position, but try to explore issues and the controversies and ways in which they can be creatively solved.
What drew you to studying and getting involved in these ecological and conservation efforts?
I grew up in Denver. I went to Colorado College in the 60s before the block plan. And during graduate school, I did some work in Pakistan, including some work on the Indus River Basin for the Ford Foundation. I began to think as a resource economist about the uniqueness of regions. What do they contribute to the people who live in them, shape the economy, the demography, and affect the environment? And I started in the mid-70s taking my students into extended field trips all over the West. And the Rockies Project really picks up on that interest in having students get out in the field, get away from theory, and listen to the real actors on all sides. I like to say that they leave here thinking everybody has a black hat or a white hat, and pretty soon they have a headache and they say, they're all gray and they're all very sincere. What do I make of this?
What are some of the achievements of the conference? What are some of the things that have come to light or initiatives that have been started as a result of it?
The project has, for now 10 years, done summer research. We published an April report card. We've held monthly speakers. We have an April conference. We now have an additional component, which is what we call our explorers. We've added some components to explore the Colorado River for 2 years. One of our signature reports, which we stumbled onto in 2006, was one of the earliest downsizings of a global climate model to look at the impact of projected climate change on snowpack in Aspen, Vail, Beaver Creek, on the river sheds. And that got major visibility. It was cited in a Supreme Court brief. We've had governors here as speakers. We've had authors. We've had all kinds of people come and talk about and contribute to a healthy conversation about the Rockies.
What does it mean to you to win this award?
I'm humbled by the Stuart P. Dodge Award. I knew Stu. He started the Palmer Land Trust. He has a sterling legacy. It's sad that he isn't around to see this next award, but I'm really happy that I'm counted in the same category as others who've made major contributions to conservation in the region. And it's very gratifying to be recognized for 40 years worth of work, field trips, the travails of taking students out in the field, and the glories and the successes we've had with the Rockies Project, and watching many of these students go on after graduation to major conservation jobs.
Can I just mention that, you know, we've used some of the research that Walt is talking about to advance our own conservation efforts. We've used it as a basis for bringing funds into this region and conveying the relevance and the importance of the work that we're undertaking. So the work that we do operates in a gray world. And that's one of the things that we really like about what Walt is imparting to the students, because conservation is actually a good place for idealists, but idealists who have good doses of reality and are not faint of heart, because the issues are very complex and you have to be willing to sit with and engage and wrestle with problems, because there aren't black or white solutions, as Walt was saying, but there are certainly better paths that we can take to approach the way we conserve our resources and develop our communities.
Walt Hecox and Scott Campbell, a pleasure to talk with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.